Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
The Bible says, while we look not at the things that are seen, you can see the things that are unseen. Praise the Lord. Turn this song into a prayer. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. We are believers. A believer is one who believes in God. Shabakatosa prendegedi balanabu. Mam prato zezegedi palas. Na prato zede pradishma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I receive every word that you have spoken over my life, and I receive the manifestation. Please lift your voice and pray. I not only receive the word, I receive the manifestation. Blessed is she that believes, for unto her there shall be a performance. Unto her there shall be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good evening. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord for giving us this opportunity again. Oh, by the way, I was told last week was powerful in here. I was told fire was burning all over this place. Let's honor the man of God, Ejimi, Pastor Alpha, Benga, and all the people who made that possible. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Just a few things to note, and then we'll go to the word. Just a few things to note. Please pay attention, especially as regards the forthcoming prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord. We are not religious people, and we are not people who just do things out of the ritual of it. I truly believe with all my heart that these 7 days will truly be extraordinary moments in our lives. Praise the Lord. So prepare your heart for it. We decided to add a few things to the 7 days prayer and fasting. And we'll be having other specialized sessions, like 4 or 5 of them. We decided to have a special session for our children. I think it's time we begin to bring them into. So we're going to have a session for our children. We're going to have a session for worshipers and music ministers. There will be a specialized session. There will be a special healing session also. We'll dedicate a day to really, really take our time and pray for the sick. And then we're going to have a business session too. Yes. We'll have one day. All of this will be morning sessions. It's a year of extraordinary fruitfulness, and so we want to really trust God to equip ourselves. Basically, these are the sessions. If I omitted any, I'm sure that they'll communicate it. But just for you to prepare your heart, all the specialized sessions will be in the morning, so that we'll have some time to really deal with the matters that we need to deal with in the night. It's 7 days, but our fast starts from Sunday. This is just to honor the wedding that will be happening on Saturday. Two of our dear people will be wedding on Saturday. And because many of us are involved in what they are doing, the meeting will start on Saturday, but the fasting proper will start on Sunday. I hope you understand. Praise the Lord. So that it will not be honorable to all come and then we are unable to eat and celebrate with our dear people. Praise the Lord. The second announcement, we have so many guests coming. Please, especially for those listening online, we believe in honor, and please, if there are any, maybe men of God or any public personalities you think are worthy of honor. Now let me put a disclaimer very quickly so that you don't embarrass yourself. Those who are deserving of honor, if your honor starts from your coming to Koinonia, you are not yet there. Are we together now? That means when we say those who are deserving of honor, there are people by God's grace, whether in the music ministry, in mainstream ministry, in business, or so on and so forth, who we just feel that is good, we are aware. You can communicate through our PR department, our helpline, so that we are aware you are coming. And then because of the crowds, we're still working on ways to be able to manage the size of the people that will be coming, so that we don't leave a senior man of God maybe just standing lost somewhere in the crowd just to give honor. But then it is still all right if you feel you just want to sneak in and sit down. Sometimes these rituals can interrupt your receiving. There are people who receive better when they are lost in the crowd. Sometimes this unnecessary honor can distract you, and then you don't really receive anything. But please let us know. And if you are aware of any one of such people coming, you can meet the protocol department or our public relations department and let us know. Praise the Lord. And then for Mukhtar's wedding, sorry I'm bringing it here, we had suggested shortlink venues, but everything will be happening in Blue Roof, just for you to be aware. Everything, the service, reception, everything will be there. Once, I will just do it once and for all. Praise the Lord. Are we ready for tonight? Please pray, open my eyes and grant me understanding. Open my eyes, grant me understanding. Let me see. Let me know. Let me understand. Shapakosia padakata paruskia mada. Are you praying? Father, open my eyes. I have come to see. I have come to understand. Hallelujah. Growth and development, whether it is spiritual, whether it is physical, any process that has to do with the transition of a man from one realm to another never occurs by default. Please take note. This is just to establish something before we get to the word. That means that it is not possible. Physics tells us that. Our work on earth tells us that the only thing that grows automatically is your age. Every other thing must be engaged to grow. You don't have to do anything to add to your age. Once you are alive and the time comes, the year recycles, you are plus one, ready or not. But every other thing, your spiritual life, please listen, your relevance, your understanding, your transformation, every other dimension of your life must be engaged for growth to be possible. That means that if this gentleman becomes a higher and a better version of himself, you cannot say it happened by mistake. Are we together? If Saul becomes Paul and is mightily used by God, it's not just that God chose him. That growth and that transition happened because he engaged certain truths. I will continue to drum it in this house. Why? Because you see, the principles that make for growth, for impact, and for success are finite. Please understand this. The principles that make for growth, for impact, and for success are finite. There are principles you can piece together and say these are the keys that make for it. It is our pursuit of God and our pursuit of knowing Him that is infinite. Are you getting what I'm saying now? We will never exhaust the knowledge of God. But as far as the principles that make for kingdom relevance, that make for our usefulness, the principles are finite. This should be good news for someone, because it then means that I can allocate time and know these things, so that the only thing that remains in my life is seeking and knowing God, no longer learning principles. A time should come in your life where your entire time is spent in fellowship and growth with God. Not trying to be sure whether this is the key to this and that. No. And this is what, by the grace of God, God is helping us achieve in this place. If you believe that the principles of the kingdom are haphazard, or they are so infinite, are we together? The principles that make for our relevance, as far as this dispensation is concerned, please listen to me, they are captured in this truth. And they are finite. They are finite. That means that you can collect them, that body of information, and study them, and know that as far as these dimensions are concerned, God has helped you. It is not when you will, or if you will arrive, it's when you will arrive. At that point, your life is reduced to worship and praise. Your learning is God. Your subject is God. Not prosperity. Are we together? Not how to parent children. Not how to succeed. Not how to engage restoration. Not how to speak peace. It's a curse if your entire life is spent trying to learn these things. Because God as a subject is worth your lifetime. All of these auxiliary things about God that we study is to be able to give us the convenience to clear these distractions, so that we can now focus ourselves on Him and His glory. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You will never be able to centralize your pursuit on God and Him alone when there are all kinds of distractions in your life. Children here, different things happening in your life, and you don't know what spiritual law to engage. It will distract you. All these things are the things around God. They are not God. They are His ways. My phone is not me. It's around me. You can learn how to use my phone. It doesn't mean you know me. Are we together now? So we must trust God for grace, accelerated grace, to be able to capture these things, establish their results in our lives, and then you are reduced to a point where, as far as your personal work is concerned, it is God only, God ever. Are we together? It was a preacher that taught us. He says, of reading many books, there is no end. And he says, much learning is a weariness to the flesh. Then he says, this is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commands. He said, this is the whole duty of man. Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Not that he bought a car, not that he bought a house. Are we together? Not that he raised children well. All of these things are important. But let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, you must trust God for grace and quick understanding. Isaiah 11 and verse 2. Quick understanding. You can understand late. It's still not a blessing. Understanding will bless you if it is quick. Because everything in life is time-tagged. You don't have all the time. Spending all my life learning about money, learning about greatness, learning about leadership, as important as those things are, you will find out that nothing will be left to really seek God. If our generation does not learn this, we will be a generation full of principles and no encounter. We will have principles of A, B, and I teach you principles all the time. But the principles are supposed to help you stabilize, so that you reduce yourself back to the point where you are no longer bothered about what to eat, what to wear, how to be great. The principles are finite. Now you can focus on Him. He becomes your object. He becomes your pursuit. He becomes your everything. This is the place of power. This is the place of true relevance. Because let me tell you this. Everything in your life minus the knowledge of God will still leave that vacuum. You know, many people think that the moment you make a lot of money, or you become very famous, or you become all of these things minus God, you will still be able to go around. Because we say those in the world, there are people who don't love God and yet they are rich. You need to hear their honest confession to see how irritating life can be without God. God designed man to be frustrated without Him. It's His design. It's part of His intelligence. He designed it to be impossible to be fully fulfilled if He's not in that factor, that equation. So when someone tells you, I'm doing well without God, that person is a liar. I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time. Riches can deceive. They are important. You see, how many of you have seen little children and you buy a bicycle for your child? Your child will enjoy that bicycle. Even the injury will not matter. But 2 weeks later, you'll see that bicycle in the rain. He has exhausted it and it's all right. That's how life is without God. You can get a certificate and be happy. And after 5 years, the same thing you laughed at, you now hate it. Because it seemed not to give you what you thought it would produce. Then you turn your pursuit to something else, finance. And then you press through and make all the money and ignore God. And then for a while you are happy because you are buying properties. And you can now be at the priority level of living. And then very soon you will find out that things cannot be God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Please listen. Then you can choose to replace things with people. Like a husband, like a wife, like children, like physical earthly relationships. And they will bless you for a long time, except for the fact that the jealousy of God preserves a dimension only His size can fill. No matter what else in your life you bring, I tell you this, it will take time. But you will know that life without God is not living. You're all I want.
You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near.
Listen, let me tell you how God trains us. When you start your spiritual journey, it is God. Then when you know a bit about Him, He will help you to know His ways. And the end of your life should be like the beginning, back to God. So it is God. But then He gives you the things that pertain to life, Him, godliness. But He knows that somewhere along the line, your children need to go to school. You need to eat. So He will delve from Him. He's still there. But the focus for many years will be His ways. And many times we forget that His ways is not the ultimate. You search the scriptures. For in them you think you will find life. And you will not come to me. Say the scriptures testify. A way leads to somewhere. So when all is said and done with the cast and the fame and the accolades and everything, God says, I kept my part. 5 years of your life, I didn't bother you so much again. Here and there you had encounters, but now that you know my ways, now that you are not thinking about money again, now that you know what it takes to raise your children, can I have my time back? And He said, Lord, I became famous on my way and I found out that my fame is better than this me and you. I started in innocence, but as I continued, I found out that there was fame on the way. And now I'm no longer interested in you. That's what happens to a lot of people. Even learning the ways of God as the ultimate pursuit is still not the perfect strategy. The ways of God are important, but at the back of your heart, please hear me, the end of your spiritual journey must still be the way you started. In the beginning, God. In the end, God. That's what it means to be Alpha Omega. So right now we are in a season where you no longer may be having the dreams you used to have again. Remember those times, it was not about principle or anything. You were not seeing any attack. It was just all of those encounters. And it seems to be suspended for a while to allow you to be relevant within the context of your... It's not backsliding. He's showing you His ways. Sometimes some of you still go back and say, Lord, I want it before. He says, I know. I'm waiting for you at the other side. So that means if you focus on knowing His ways, it's proof that you really want to meet Him fast, so that you will finish with these matters and it will give you room to say, Lord, I'm done. I didn't know that I can be established fast. By the grace of God, I do not have to cry for what to eat again. I'm not coming to you complaining about an attack. I've conquered that. I've found the keys that give me victory. Lord, I am here with you for fellowship. What do you want, son? You. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. It is not only being an unbeliever that can keep you away from God. Lack of quick understanding can keep you away from God. You will be close to Him, but not with Him. You are around Him learning everything. Imagine that I come to your house and all I keep doing is going to your kitchen. I can eat your yam. It's your yam, but it's not you. I can go and use your restroom. I can even drive your car. I will leave your house saying I met you. It's a lie. I didn't meet you. I met the things around you. Those things are called conveniences. When you go to see a guest, you don't go there to eat. But then in seeing that guest, sometimes before he arrives, they will serve you. Does it happen to you? They will say, okay, this, what would you like? Sometimes they will even call you to a table. If you get carried away by the buffet
and you sit there and forget that there is a meeting. You spend 3 hours there. It was just supposed to solve your problem. So that when you spend that time seeing him, hunger will not distract your concentration. God knows that it's better to serve him in your house than a rented apartment. So in as much as you start there, you say, son, let me show you my ways. Not to compete with Bill Gates. It's a foolish agenda. It's a purposeless, kingdomless agenda. There is no glory to God competing with Bill Gates. Well, that's not your assignment. Your assignment is to rise to a point where the ways of God are mastered. So that you reduce. Look, my brothers and my sisters, listen to what I'm teaching you. The ways of God are powerful. But if you stay there, you will not know God. And at the end of it, you will live your life in a void that will frustrate you. I asked for children, you gave me children. I asked for a job, you gave me a job. Listen, I asked for promotion, you gave me promotion. I asked to be a celebrity, and you took me to the nations. I asked for money, you gave me money. I asked for dollars, you gave me dollars. I asked for revelation, you gave me revelation. Listen, I asked for word of knowledge, you gave me. I asked for miracle power, you gave me. And then after all of that, God steps back, different from everything you've had, and say, I'm still here. And many times we say, Lord, do I really need you again? Do I need you? Whatever I cannot do, I can outsource. I have the influence. And God stands back and says, was this all I meant to you? Yes, it is true that I am the way, but I am not only the way. The way is how you start. It should lead you to life. It's a person. The passion with which many people and the slow rate of spiritual transformation is becoming dangerous. It's one thing to be in ignorance, but it's another thing to transit slowly. Time is running and time is fixed. The next 20 years of your life, if you are still learning what you are learning now, it's no longer a blessing. Imagine a man of 45 years in primary school. Say, I can make it. Yes, you can make it. There's nobody that says you cannot make it. But you will be sleeping while they are teaching because your body does not expect you to be at that level. While they are teaching the children, spell this and that and that, you will be a nuisance to the people and it will not be your fault. Let me tell you this. The prayer for speed is a real prayer. Most believers pray for speed because they have a passion to make a statement, either to loved ones, let people in my family know I am this. As good as that is, it's not a very valid reason. Speed. That God can establish a man early. What is the purpose of delay? Something, an effect on your time, not you, your time. I hope you realize that all Satan is really interested in is your time. So he uses you to do something to your time. Are we together? The ways of God are very important, but the ways of God is not God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. I am Alpha Omega. Why am I sharing this? Because we are in the phase of our lives now when we should focus on learning the ways of God first. Please hear what I'm saying. There are many believers who think that every time we teach on the principles of the kingdom, it should be encounters all the way. No, you'll be frustrated. The matters that pertain unto life will hit you and will derail you. No matter who you are, it's not something you can do anything against. You may be wicked to yourself, but when you watch your children ask you questions you cannot answer, it will dry down your life. You see a lot of people who tell you, in 1995, I was the prayer secretary of so-so-so fellowship. And right now, the person is not even born again. He said, God was not there for me. I served God, but now when it had to do with God blessing my own family, he left me. And God said, no, you didn't understand the sequence. It starts with me. Then at a point, I step back to let you learn my ways so that you can obtain the things that need to give you the freedom and the liberty to return back to me. Occasionally, these things can distract you. That's why retreats are powerful, because they take you back. And that presence and that atmosphere, once again, God says, I'm still here. Woe betides a man who spends his whole life chasing things. To look for a car for a lifetime is not an achievement. That at the end of your life, if I say, what did you get? I have 5 estates, 21 degrees, 30 children, 8 wives, chieftaincy titles, traveled around the nation, and God is just waiting for his name, and he's not in the equation of your destiny. That's what many of our loved ones did. They started with God, but when God was calling them to learn his ways, they thought it was the devil, and they casted God away and said, Lord, I will keep learning your ways. And hunger forced them to leave God, to get back to learn his ways. And the spirit of revelation was not there, and so their pace is slow. And right now, they've been 40 years trying to learn how to be rich. 40 years trying to learn how to be leaders. 40 years trying to learn how to be great. So when you say, let's spend time worshiping God, let's spend 6 hours praying, the person looks at you and says, are you stupid? 6 hours praying, what am I telling God? All that I've been telling him, is he not listening to? It doesn't make sense to invest that kind of time when you are hungry. When you are starting out, God will allow it for a reason. You notice how great ministries start. They usually start with these moments of encounter. That's how we started. You understand? God will not tell you anything about money, marriage, children, prosperity, increase, influence, ministry ethics, greatness. Leave all of that. It's just him. People coming back with dreams, visions of heaven, encounter, and so on and so forth. But where many people miss it is they do not sustain the intelligence to observe the transitions. Listen, prayer groups, listen, ministries, listen. This is where we miss it. Because many times we think just because God is the object of the pursuit, when he now tells you, start learning my ways, sometimes you can say, Lord, I don't need it, because of the excellency of his presence, and he understands. That's why how you are mentored matters. There is a pattern of growth. This is what is happening to some of us right now. You got born again since 95. And the only thing in your life now is that you know God. Right now, you are not even sure you know God again. Why? Because you suddenly discovered that while you were serving God, when you started, somebody was giving you a harvest, whether you sowed a seed or not. And now you've been left alone. The reality of being the breadwinner of your family will not even allow you to spend time with God. And Satan likes it so. That's why you hear people say, I used to be on fire before I got married. And this foolish husband or this stupid wife that I've married is the reason why I no longer can love God. No. You used to spend time worshiping God, but now you have to dedicate 10 years of your life giving birth to children. 10 years is not 2 days. 10 years taking care of the children. You just sense that presence you used to send when you were in secondary school. And here's your baby crying too with the presence. And God says, attend to the baby. Oh Lord, but that sweet attend to the baby. If you attend fast, you will have time with me. But if you pay the price and leave that baby, he will force you to leave me tomorrow. Listen to me. It is not error when God switches you to learn his ways. Hear me. hear me, believers. It is not error when God just, he does not take himself out of your life, but he focuses you on his ways to say, learn this. You need it. You need it for your daily bread. You will encounter things that will bring delay in your life. So my son, buy a book on restoration. Add it to your spiritual archives. You will need it tomorrow. You will be attacked by the devil. You must learn the principles of warfare. And for 4 months, all you who all is just worship, and God says, you will not even get a new song as a worshiper. Worshiper. 4 months, no new song. And God is teaching you on warfare. And the devil can say, I hope you are not backsliding. God says, no, the songs will come when you give me time. But for now, is it not with money you will buy the keyboard? Learn what will help you set up the studio and you can lie down there alone without a landlord knocking your door. So Satan comes as an angel of light and says, have you stopped seeking God to seek things? And that guilt will turn you back and time is going. I am telling you, that voice that looks spiritual is Satan. Masquerading as an angel of light, using the regalia of religion to stop you from learning the ways of God. Many of us would have been better spiritually now, but because sincerely so, you wanted to seek God, but you just, this business seminar, and business seminar or prayer retreat, choose one is a prayer retreat. The Holy Spirit said, go there for the business. But Lord, I'm used to spending time at the back of my house. Is this not backsliding? And he says, no, I'm the one guiding you. And sometimes religion will draw you away. And then when those who were in that business session are now rolling on the floor, you will be around trying to look for who to help you. And your wife looks at you and says, what kind of God did you serve? That's the question many people are asking in our families. You were a reverend for 30 years. How did God work with you that your life is such a failure? And the result is to blame God. This is what we say. Lord, you failed me. Lord, you failed me. I spent 20 years giving my life for you. 20 years. So you begin to love God and worship God every day. And then sooner or later, all those visions of the presence begin to diminish. And then God begins to say, sweetheart, it's time for you to start learning how to be a wife and a mother. Lord, let carnal things not distract me. I need your presence. God says, yes, he's a gentle spirit. But don't forget that you are going to get married. Learn the principles. And you say, no, I don't need to. Your presence will give me everything. You say, yes, it's my presence that is now recommending my ways to learn. And that person will be a worshiper and a prayer warrior for many years until marriage comes. Then she gets married and the man returns by 6 o'clock. Sweetheart, where are you? And there's a song playing in the other room. And then the man says, what are you doing? Say, his presence. That's all I desire. So why did you marry me? Listen carefully. And then you now say, this man is a devil. He's out to destroy my life. And Satan says, thank you for giving me a jackpot in this family. He will wreck that family to pieces. The ways of God are his wisdom to guide you so that you can settle the things that pertain unto life, and then you can focus on him. I thank God for giving me this understanding. I am obsessed with balance. I've taught you again and again. Imbalance is as destructive as error and ignorance. This ministry, by the grace of God, we are where we are by the privilege of God's grace because of the understanding to navigate these seasons. I will never forget, Ejimisi, and he will testify. You know, because of the way God started those days with me and, you know, all those that were there, a time came when God started teaching me these things. Even me, myself, I felt guilty. Because all I wanted was his presence. I would go in the night browsing Jewish worship and the mystery of God's presence. Enter in a cafe with my fluffy disc. If I see anything that looks like Shekinah on an ark, I'm downloading it. I don't even want to know whether he's talking about, just download it. And then a time came when, in a very strange way, the passion began to diminish. I fasted my life and I said, Lord, what am I doing wrong that I'm not getting this? And the Spirit of God told me, it's now time to learn the ways of God. I remember when I started proposing some of these things. Around those times, you know, I remember I suffered my own share of persecution. A lot of people just began to propose, this guy is backsliding. He didn't start like this. They didn't call me apostle then. I mean, somebody who will pray for hours now is sitting down. You are talking about finances. You are talking about leadership. These things are a sign of backsliding, because if you are really, you should be fresh. I agree. And time. There are many people who were born again before that are not even born again. Hunger will always take Israel to Egypt. It's not the enemies that fight them. Hunger. Listen very carefully. If I ask all of you right now, and I say those who are really trusting God for a job, if you know that joblessness is pinching you and paining you, and you are angry about what is doing to your spiritual life, if I ask you to stand up, you will see those who, they will stand up with the attitude. You will know they are really angry. Say, Lord, I've been serving you. What is all this one? That means something there is affecting your concentration. And I have a responsibility to show you the ways of God. And to show you fast, so that by the grace of God, we can spend time and spend our lives mentoring a generation on how to live. Listen to me. There are many things I've said that people have thought was pride. Some of them are now manifesting today. Micah chapter 4 is the prophecy for our generation. And that's one of the things that God is doing with this ministry. Micah chapter 4 and verse 1. Please give it to us. Thank you. Thank you, Vivian. Micah chapter 4, please. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountain, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. Verse 2. And many nations. How many? Nations here don't just talk of countries, they talk of systems. Shall come and say, come. No invitation. No invitation. Come. Let us go up to where? The mountain of the Lord. To where? The house of the God of Jacob. That means the place of encounter. But we are not going there just for encounter. We are going there to carry over a course we ignored. And he will teach us of his ways. The God of encounters. We encountered him, but we ignored his ways. But now we see a mountain that has both encounter and his ways. It says, come, he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Lord shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. A day will come when the pride of men will fail them. A day will come when the imbalance of men will haunt them. A day will come when the inaccurate spiritual pathway that people are taking will show. And God is building an ark and telling you a flood is coming. When Jesus called the disciples, look at how he trained them. He called the disciples and started by doing a little introduction of himself. Then he stopped and started teaching them his ways. Let's go up the mountain. And he teaches them the beatitudes, the ways of the kingdom. He taught them his ways so much that one day he said, who am I? Who do men say that I am? They say, thank you. Because this thing has bothered us too. We have learned how to be the light and salt, but who are you? John was so distracted, he forgot who he was. He didn't know that when you learn his ways, you go back to him. And he was offended. Say, go and ask him, are you the Messiah? Or should we seek another? Do you not see that at the end of men's life, when Paul finished knowing his ways and did his exploits, he returned back that I may know him? It's a principle. Paul did everything. I've learned them. He was in the wilderness of Arabia for 18 years. Learned the ways of God. When he was ready, he said, let's go. They killed him. He took himself back to life. And got up and finished everything. And at the end, he said, look, this is it. But Lord, that I may know your ways. Moses was at the backside of the mountain. The progression, an encounter. When he encountered him, God said, take your attention from me. Let's go to your rod now. This is about the wonders. You. And Lord, I'm looking at you. Forget about the burning bush. You have seen me. But let me show you what you will do with this rod. And the attention went from the bush to the rod. And he trained him on that rod. He said, now stand up. Leave me. Leave the bush and go somewhere. You will come back. I will meet you again. But for now, he would have stayed there and circled that bush and said, I will die on this bush. Oh, your face, oh Jesus. When Jesus appeared unto Saul of Tarsus, he gave him an encounter. Then he says, go to the house of Judah. Wait there. Someone will come and begin to guide you on the ways of the kingdom. Ananias came and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. His eyes were open and he started learning by revelation. And when he learned at the end of his life, that I may know him. John the Beloved started like the apostles, knowing him. And then later, he learned his ways. By the time we get to the end of John's life, it was full of encounters. This is the record that God has given us eternal life. And he begins to talk about the divine life. Then in the Isle of Patmos, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I saw, I have seen him again. He told me, you will see me again. I will come to you again. You need to know this about the progression of growth. It's a powerful secret. It starts with him. And then when he starts with you, a time comes, he says, now, just knowing my face is not enough to solve the matters that relate to life. Therefore, I will, like a preliminary course that you will take in another department for a while. If you go to that department and remain there, you are supposed to take the course, get the knowledge, and return back. I don't want to spend my life even doing ministry, because ministry is not an end, it's a means to an end. The end is him. Listen to me. This will help you to know why week after week we continue to dispense the mysteries of the kingdom. And every once in a while you'll find out that we'll have extreme moments where God's presence will come mightily and just interrupt the service and allow periods of extended worship just to remind us, don't be distracted with the ways. And then he will step back again. Let the teaching continue. Those who follow that path are beginning to see certain results in their lives. You can have the luxury today to love yourself, and you and your children can serve the Lord. As for me and my house, he says, we will serve the Lord. You will not serve the Lord when you are hungry, because a borrower is slave to the lender. The rich will rule over the poor. Please listen to me. Many believers miss it at this point. They start well with God. And then when the Holy Spirit begins to tell them, now it's time for us to move to begin to understand the ways of God, they think sometimes it's an error. No. Why should I buy a book on relationship? I need books on his presence. Why should I buy a book on management? Why should I buy a book on church growth? I need a book on heaven. Mine is just heaven. And God says, it's true. But just calm down. Let me show you my ways. Lord, I know you are going to call me. And because of the encounter I'm having, I will have a global ministry. God says, potentially that's true. But that global ministry works on systems. Let me teach you something. Please, just amplify. Can you change the sound? I just need something I can hear. Listen. Help us, Holy Spirit. When Joseph came, listen, Joseph was the deliverer of Israel. I hope you know how Joseph delivered Israel. He brought systems that preserved that economy. Is that true? Joseph left them with a prophecy. He said, when you are going out of Israel, carry my bones. He was not just saying, carry my dead bones. The systems that kept you here, carry it along. Don't leave it behind. Bones stroke of systems and structure. There was something that happened that gave this thing structure over my leadership. I know God is calling you to go to a land flowing with milk and honey as his own people. But on the way, you will need the knowledge of this. Carry my bones. Carry it. Why will you dig a man? It's not because the land was cursed. No. Carry my bones. Carry those structures and those systems. So while you are serving God and you see a book on financial intelligence, don't throw it. Just keep it. A time will come as you are transiting. Let it be part of your library. For now, you are focusing on God. And God, you want to study a book on marriage. And God said, no. Let's continue the 7 days dry fast. It will not always be 7 days dry fast. All the movement of heat and cold in your body, it won't happen like that forever. It's a system. You are in a season where he's exposing you to himself. So all your prayer is full of visions. My hands are shaking. My legs have cold and heat. Carry the bones. You will need it. A day will come when the shaking will no longer be there. A day will come when you will not be falling around the way you used to fall before again. A day will come when, for a strange reason, the strength for 10 hours in prayer will not be there. And you will search your heart and it's not backsliding. Remember that God must be the governor and the coordinator of your growth, not religion. You allow men, they will delve you into error, sincerely so. I watch with shock and I watch with pain in my heart the way so many young people, especially in Africa, continue to corrupt this part of growth. They leave Joseph's bones. And when they get to the wilderness, they do not know how to call for bread again. Are we together? This ministry, by the grace of God, runs on systems and structures. And it has afforded the opportunity to serve God and serve his purposes. I can imagine the level of distraction that would come into my life if all I focused on was just his face and I ignored his ways. Let me tell you what we would have done. By now, I would have carried an offering basket and walk around and say, I'm hungry. I love God. Have you been blessed by my anointing? Yes. Pastor Alpha, you, all of you people here, it's 1 million. I'm not, it's not as the Spirit leads. It's not that I'm bad. This is how we carry over in life. A day will come when your wife will tell you, what kind of a man of God are you? And you will get angry. And all of a sudden, you will start choosing where to go and minister. There's one powerful campus minister. Campus, how much are the students going to give me? Campus minister to many zealous but broke students. And the Spirit of God is saying, I want to birth a revival on that campus. But you look at your pocket. And he says, there is another ministration. It's happening in the U.S. And I mean, the priority service from Nigeria to U.S. alone is enough to bless you. There's no hearing God again. And all of a sudden, you leave those poor people and a revival is destroyed because a man did not understand the ways of God. Imagine that I went to honor ministrations today because of the honorarium they give. It's a terrible thing. You will be angry. What of the ones that cannot give you anything? But you know it was the will of God. After you finish preaching, you see what they give you. I say, how much is this? Say it by yourself. How much? Say, sorry, sir. You see, we were able to raise it. You see it? And that bitterness will choke the anointing out of your life. I'm not just talking the area of finances alone. Have you not seen preachers that resigned from ministry because they could not be able to raise their children well? Sometimes they ignored the children. When God was saying, train up a child, they were hearing that word, they casted it. They were buying worship tapes. Bob Fitts, Don Moen. It's important, don't get me wrong. And then while they were in the presence, Satan was with the children. That's what happened to the American society. When God teaches people certain things, He says, teach your children, write it. Your children will ask you questions. Make sure you teach them. Are you getting what I'm saying now? This imbalance has punished a lot of us. I've seen men and women of God who organize meetings, and after the prayer and fast, members don't bring money, they only bring vision. Sir, I saw the meeting, a success, it is done. And he said, do you know how much the budget is? Say, it is done, sir. I'm telling you, I know what I saw. And he will pray with you and go back. And you stand there and say, God, did you call me or not? And God says, remember 7 years ago when I told you to settle down and learn my ways? You criticize me, God, and you criticize everything. And because I respect your will, I said, all right, you continue. And now the deficiency of knowing that way of God is telling on you now. So you are anointed, you have encounters, but you cannot build a church that works because you know nothing about leadership. You thought it was unnecessary until while you are preaching, someone is fetching the money of the church. And you think that God is that dull to have allowed it happen. You're not knowing His ways. Then you find out that you never can be able to have up to 100 members. What is wrong? I'm anointed. I just came back from heaven. Members say, so what? You will continue going to heaven and coming back and finding out that there is no growth because something about the system is not there. So when Jesus was born, at age 12, he was in the temple learning. And then at age 30, he comes to be empowered and begins to do ministry. And then he returns back to God from where he came. It is God, His ways, God. Listen, God, His ways. His ways does not mean you will leave Him. It doesn't mean you will not pray and you will not fast. No. But God, because you are governed with time, you cannot do everything at the pace you started and have the time to. It takes time to learn. You may pray 10 hours every day, an instruction from God for 5 months. But you do that way, you will not have the time for other things. So you will find out that God has a system, because even that did not happen by your strength. And so God helps you. Then you begin to learn. The Holy Spirit says, go to a catering school. You say, God forbid. With all these visions I'm seeing. Until you see that it destroys your life. Son, I need you to learn. I don't want you to be an inefficient person. You have to learn the laws of greatness. And you say, Lord, I'm going to the nations. You are not going alone. There are people there, and not all of them are born again. So He needs to teach you how to be a sheep among wolves. Lord, I don't care. All I know is that I'm going to be great. Apostle has said it. We will all be great, and we all know ourselves. Yes. Yes. It's true. But you must know His ways. So here you are as a born again person, and then you have the opportunity to meet a man, a captain of industry. And you do not know the principles of relationship. You don't know the principles of friendship. You don't know how to translate the reality of God's life to relate to a context. and you stand there. This is an opportunity to not just win a man, but win an industry to Christ. You know him, but you're not knowing his ways. I love Jesus. Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night and says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a man sent from God, for no man can do these things except God be with him. He would have said, wonderful. Nicodemus said, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again. So on and so forth. And when he led that Nicodemus, do you know that Nicodemus was a secret follower of Jesus? He learned his ways. He shall teach us his ways. Koinonia, hear me. You must understand the way God is training you. Sometimes you see us sit down and for over 1 or 2 months, all the emphasis is on finance and the rest. And sometimes I can almost discern that when these teachings are coming, here's the spirit of religion again. 2 months teaching on money. Is money everything? We will need the presence of God. I see the joy on some of your faces as soon as I stand and I say, the Lord is showing me something. And someone is shouting, you know, people that this is koinonia. Now these are koinonia, not this backsliding version. And you keep allowing the spirit of religion. You see, a student does not define the curriculum. No, your job is to sit in the class with your heart open.
Let every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place. Let every other name fade away. Let every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place. Let every other name fade away.
Listen, you will thank me for what you are learning. Because you will pastor a people who are balanced. After service, they have cars to go back home. They have houses that they can serve the Lord in. They have influence enough to bless the Lord. Yet in the midst of it, they will roll from pillar to post. Do not allow the spirit of religion destroy your peace. Do not allow the spirit of religion to corrupt you. Do not even allow the biases and the imbalances that we carry as men of God to corrupt the accuracy of your pursuit. There is only one architect who designs this pathway, Jesus himself, the author, the finisher. A lot of people see what God is doing in and through my life around the body of Christ. A man of God asked me and said, Apostle, you're a very strange man. There are different churches that you can go to and minister. How do they accept you? Is it that they don't listen to your message in other churches? For instance, maybe a very conservative church. I can finish a conference there right now, and the very next meeting may not be as conservative as. Is it that they don't know? It's not usual for people to receive guests like that. And I tell them, there is something he taught me about the body. It's a mystery. Your results show what you know or you don't know. When the body receives you, there is a grace, there is knowledge that has come. This is what I'm teaching you. So you don't become a Christian that will, because of your imbalance, as a man of God, you join the campaign of fighting every other person too. Who are you for? Paul or Apollos? Are you seeing that now? And many of us have been raised that way, sadly. Oh, I am not this man of God. This one in this country is my papa. This one is my this. This one in my... And you join the campaign of fight. Whereas there is something you can know. And the gates of the body as an entity can be open for you. Is God blessing you? This is what you are learning, my brothers and my sisters. You are learning principles. Principles. I bless the Lord for granting me the grace to be the one teaching you this. Because see, if I didn't walk in the anointing, it usually will mean that I'm trivializing those things because they are not captured in my life. That's why it's powerful to be balanced, because your teaching will be believed. You have a system of defense for every dimension.
Hallelujah. Tomorrow, I'm in Mina. Sunday, I'm in Mina. Monday, I'm in Abuja. Tuesday, I'm in Ebonyi. Wednesday, I'm in Ebonyi. I'm coming back on Thursday. Imagine, let's be honest, in the name of honesty, imagine if I had only two clothes and 10,000 naira for Chisco transport. Do you, I just want you to think sincerely. Do you know how I will be forced to manipulate those people? I will carry the anger of my pain and say something God did not say and preach something God did not preach. Not because I am bad. And then here is the risk. All through the road in the night, 12 hours, you preach back to back, 12 hours, you are back, and then everything starts again. It's not a blessing. I can tell you it's not a blessing. You will never be able to have time to seek the Lord. Imagine that you want to have a Bible study and commit yourself, and someone is quarreling and they are raising their voices and distracting you. You are in a vision, you don't even go far, you are back because the noise. Koinonia, let me tell you what God is making out of your life. You will love what you are becoming. You may not love the training now, but my brothers and my sisters, listen to me. God's integrity is back of what is happening to you. And a day will come, people will look at you and say, sir, why are you such a man of God? What's responsible for the balance and the depth of efficiency? And you will tell them, let the wise man not glory in his wisdom. Let the strong man not glory in his strength, and let the rich man not glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. My journey starts with God, but I'm careful enough to observe the things that he's teaching me that will be responsible for my results, and it will recycle time back to help me serve the Lord. There are times that I prepare an average of 18 to 20 sermons per week. 18 to 20 sermons per week, aside from specialized sessions and counseling sessions. You ignore this that I'm teaching you, a day will come you will not have messages again as a man of God. And you say it does not matter. And then members will leave and you will call it an attack because you do not know the ways of God. They know not, neither will they understand. Psalm 82 and verse 5. They walk on in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are out of course. He said, but have I not said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High? He says, but you shall die like mere men and fall like one of these princes. I'd like you to pray. You won't believe that I've not even started my sermon for this night. I didn't even realize that the time had gone. But I'd like you to passionately cry. Think of your children while you are crying. Think of those called to your destiny while you are. Don't be selfish. It's about you, but not all about you. Cry to the Lord. Lord, I thank you for revealing a dimension of yourself. But now that you are teaching me your ways, give me the grace to stay. Give me the grace to stay. Lord, I thought the time that I've been spending in the last 2 years studying, I've even been afraid. Why are the visions not coming like before again? Now I'm learning that it's a season and a phase. It's not necessarily proof of backsliding. I have come to a point where you are working on me. You are giving me intelligence to be effective.
Please pray.
Alabakara hosta de bala asia. Harakota sa de brende kasi bala hasada bala dadosh.
I want to inspire a generation to reflect you correctly.
Sanda baraska da brahaska de bala kotish. Abarada Kataproska de Balash Hebrande Gedela Kato Sadabrahas Kadabai.
My children should not suffer while I seek you. My family should not suffer while I seek your face. It takes time to know you. Oh God, awaken me from slumber so that I can redeem the time, because the days are evil. I don't want to spend my life chasing after mundane things, chasing after money, chasing after power, that at the end of your life, when you should be seeking him, you are now learning his ways. They that seek me early, they that seek me early shall find me.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says they are life to those who find them. They are not information to those who find them. They are information to those who hear them. But they are life to those who find them. The kingdom of God is like a pearl that is missing. And someone lights a candle and begins to sweep that room. And when he finds it, the kingdom of God is like a treasure that a man finds gold in a property and goes to sell all he has to buy it. There are ways to redeem the time. Listen, let me tell you. Look at me. In the 60s and the 70s, nobody, people took jobs for granted. Right from 500 level or 400 level, you could come with jobs. Nobody knew that today will be an information age, a digital age that will replace jobs. So people had the luxury to not focus on some things. But times have changed. And the sons of Issachar, there is a generation of Issachar that had the understandings. The fact that God is not doing a thing the way he did 30 years ago does not mean he's not the one doing it. Listen, let me teach you this. For every dispensation, there is a strategy. When Samson saw the Philistines, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he took the jawbone of an ass, a donkey, and he killed all of them. When he killed the Philistines, he looked at the bone and threw it. Why do you throw what works? I just used a strategy and defeated an army, and yet I'm leaving it to wait for another one. Many of us will hold that bone and idolize it, and even when the bone has no life again, you will keep moving with it. One time he will tell you, let the people go through the water. Other times he will tell you, stand still. There is always a strategy for every generation. Don't borrow a strategy that is not applicable. Joshua had to wait. What is the strategy to bring down Jericho? And he said, this one is not about warfare. Let the priests lead the way. This is the strategy. There are times that the men of war would lead the way. There were times it was not just the priests, the worshippers. What is the strategy for this generation? Do you know? Or do you believe it's the same strategy for everyone? It's a joke. God, who in sundry times and diverse manners spake to us through the fathers, hath in these last days, spoken to us through his Son, whom he has appointed to be heir over all things. So there was a time, in sundry times and diverse manners, he used a strategy, but in these last days, there is a strategy. Just because a strategy worked does not mean God is interested in using it again. Give us this day. Not give us once and forever. Give us this day. For every day there will be a strategy. Oh, Elijah, for a while it will be at Brook Cherith. That's the strategy for your survival. Position yourself at Brook Cherith and a raven will come. But the brook is dried up. Elijah, hear the word for another strategy. Otherwise, you would die at Brook Cherith. Whereas God has relocated your blessing through another strategy. You held the jawbone of an ass. It killed in 1960. It killed in 1970. But the arsenals of hell changed their strategy. And we refuse to go back. Because we learned the principles very slowly. And we ignored the presence. Many people are applying principles that do not have a corresponding power in the realm of the spirit. That is why the results do not show. I remember the time, and I say this respectfully so, when God told me, I want to open your eyes to see the key to church growth. I had not seen it. Let me tell you something. I have studied the largest churches in every continent with all humility. The day I saw it, I said, this is it. Not the church growth of the fathers, the church growth of the future. The way they built the tabernacle in the wilderness was not the way they built Solomon's temple. The strategies are different. The goal is that he inhabits them, but the patterns are different. Listen to me. If you get what I'm teaching you, you will be blessed. There are people, generations past, could ignore certain things. But there are generations that if you ignore certain things, in the 60s and 70s, you could see a trader keep banana or something and not even be there. You will carry the banana, put it in the leather and drop the money there. But it says, the times, it says, the days are evil. Are we together now? You couldn't have somebody just come and cheat you and betray you and stab you for nothing, because the pressure to make for that is not there. But the hardship of men has helped them to invent wickedness. Didn't the Bible tell you that the end times will be like the days of Noah? What characterized the days of Noah? Wickedness multiplied. And so you need the strategy. You carry the naivety of decades past, and you find out that you are unfruitful to the church. Listen, let me tell you this. I will use names respectfully and honorably. Papa Iye Adeboye represents the face of a generation. Are we together now? He represents God and a dimension of his workings to a generation. If I go to Papa Iye Adeboye's generation, no matter, I've ministered many, many times in those circles, and no matter how powerful my ministration is, the people love me, but they may not listen to my messages. Because David served his generation. Are we together? Even if I cut promises head and carry it and put it back. Are we together now? It will never stop anybody from crowding and camping around Redemption Camp. I went for a conference recently and we had to route through another way. Because two major ministries were having a regular meeting. And the entire road was blocked. It was a strategy for that generation. Everyone that caught the strategy, the results have to show. There are others who passed and didn't get it. It's very clear they didn't get it. So we must stand like Habakkuk. I will stand upon my watch and I will set myself upon the tower. God, what are you saying for my generation? What is the strategy for survival? What is the strategy for survival? There were no Facebooks to criticize a man of God those days. But now, oh God, that is easy for darkness to attack a man. What is the strategy? Are we together now? Yes. People were a lot more loyal in the times of our parents than our time. They can love a man no matter what is right or wrong. But our generation is a vocal generation. A lawyer can stand up and say you are stupid for thinking we are idiots. He will listen to you and after service he will analyze your message and sue you to court. Because you abuse my privacy. There were certain levels of being raw and outspoken that our fathers could afford in their generation. You try it now, you will die. Because you are speaking to nations. They had the luxury to say certain things in certain ways. You are not bending the truth. You are receiving a strategy. Because you are speaking to people who are global in context. And you must be able to translate divine realities to make meaning to a generation. You can't talk to everybody as if you are talking to those who are in your locality. When Jesus came and found an agrarian society, he converted the realities of the kingdom into agricultural terms to relate to the then civilization, and they understood. Listen to me. Ministry is not just about the anointing. There is a skill. There is a science. There is a psychology for effective ministry. It's much more than just having the ability to do an exegesis of scripture. It's a combination of many factors playing behind the scene. People don't just love you because you are telling the truth. It is not just truth itself that saves. It is how it is presented. You can serve me water. Please help me with this. There are two ways to serve me water. There is one way. Apostle, please take water and drink. You serve me water. The water is not wrong. But I will hate you because of your service. You did not serve it to present honor. You can do this to a footballer in the football field and he will not be angry. It's the ethic of it. In fact, the skill of receiving it will be an accolade. But now when you come to me and you carry this and throw it, the same thing you did in the field that they clap for you, you do it here, they will curse you. You must understand the intelligence that comes with territory and systems. Oh dear, this is not a pastor's conference. Please sit down. In the name of Jesus, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. The spirit of this prayer and fasting is upon me. Ah! 2 Peter chapter 1. Jesus. You know, sometimes when I come looking, which one do I omit? And which one just boils in my spirit? And I'm looking, which one do I omit? And which one do I say? Because I truly, truly want you to get it. Many of you will have churches in the future. You will see how exceptional your churches will be. Yes. 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 The grace that is upon you is too much for a member. No, God is training you. I mean, no. This is not the grace that just keeps you. You are representing a nation and a territory. So you are listening for the sake of nations that might not be hearing now. 2 Peter 1. Help us, Holy Spirit. Verse 2. Let me just tie up something and we'll pray this night. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 3. Read with me. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things. Stop. Read it again and stop at things. Ready? One, two, read. One more time. So, Let's reverse it. All things are given unto us according or by his divine power. Listen carefully. All things are delivered to the saints. How? Faith is only a connector to his divine power. The system that makes for reception in the kingdom is the agency of his divine power. As powerful as faith is like a funnel. Are we together? The funnel connects the container and the one you want to put under. So that's what faith does. Faith in itself does not produce miracles, does not produce breakthrough. Are we together? Faith, you know, is just your conviction and the action you take to validate that conviction. Are we still together? So the Bible says, according as his divine power. Let's work this a little tonight. That means there are results. If I see arrive your life, the agency that made it so, regardless of what principle you obey, the principle only made way for his divine power. If his divine power cannot be released, there is no performance. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Yes. Let me give you an illustration. Look up, please, everyone. What is inside this bottle? Water. I hope you know that there are different ways to package water. Are we together? Now, let me interpret this. Every time you are thirsty, what quenches the thirst is water. How it comes may be different. Are we together now? Yes. It can be packaged in a bottle. It can even be packaged in you know, all kinds of ways. But if at all your thirst is quenched, the factor that quenched it is water. The bottle that brought it and the system of packaging is not the issue. It's that the central factor that quenches thirst is what? Water. So the Bible says, thank you. According as his divine power. Listen carefully. His divine power does not give some things. It gives what? That means you need to study what the Bible tells you gives all things. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertains unto life and godliness. That means if I am not obtaining, I am not engaging something that makes available his divine power. Listen, listen, listen. If I prosper, his divine power have given me prosperity. There's a set of kingdom principles I engage. But then when I engage them, what will come is still his divine power. In physics, we teach that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. I'm helping you prepare for JAMB tomorrow. For those of you who are writing JAMB, you'll be surprised to find out that that's your first question. Are we together now? But that it can be converted from one form to another. Are we together on that? That means every time you see any manifestation of energy, it is the same energy. It is just different forms of it. That the same electricity can turn to power this, and then can produce sound here. That means if I hear sound, energy made it so. If this fan is turning, energy... I get what I'm saying now. And so regardless of what result you are looking for, his divine power. The way you engage his divine power for different situations may differ. But that the factor that is responsible for giving the saints all things is his divine power. The more of his divine power that works in me, the more the possibility of obtaining all things become in my life. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Follow me carefully. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3, please. Spiritual understanding. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 20, popular scripture. Look up, please, and let's read. It's projected. 1, 2, read. Stop. Who is the him? God. So who has the ability? God's ability is not in doubt. Now unto him who is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think. Stop. He's about to introduce a condition that can make all what he just said to happen or not. And the condition is according to the power that walks, not lives, not dwells. According to the power that walks, not according to the power that lives in us. The possibilities are not according to the power that you possess. It is the dimension of the power that is released. The power that walks, not the power that lives, not the power that resides. Listen to me. That's why we can have the same power. We can have the same anointing. And our possibilities are different. Because of the power that walks. Not the power that is in you. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. According to the power that walketh. 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 The power that is engaged. The power that is produced in us. Are we together? We can have the same Holy Spirit. But the power that is released through Sister A, Brother A, may differ. Hence, they are actualizing the possibilities that God said would be. Many times I have found out the issue is really not more power. It is the grace and the understanding to activate the power that resides within you. They did not need to go and bring new bread and new fish. Something was done, and that in itself was enough. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Please understand this. It is according to the power that worketh in us. According to the power, not lives in us. If God spoke that way, it would be unfair. Because the same Lord is rich unto all. Are we together? We have been made to drink of the same Spirit. But the dimension to which we have released the power of God and the investments of the Spirit within us differ. This is the difference. So my possibilities and your possibilities may differ. The factor is not God. The factor may not even sometimes be the anointing. It is, I have done something to make a greater room for the power to not just live, but to walk in and through me. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So the power that we allow to find expression through us determines the possibilities that come. And there are many ways to make the power work in us. That's why we are spending these 7 days to give room. I'll just tell you two quickly and we'll pray. One way that you can cause the power to be at work in you is through enlightenment and transformation. The power of God is limited to your belief system, your paradigm. I've taught you this. According to the power that works, that works, that works. I've given this example here. Some of our fathers, great fathers of faith, who lived in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, many of them were heavily anointed. But because some of them did not go to school, some of them could not speak many languages. Are we together? The limitation in their mindset did not allow the power of God invested in them to be fully manifest. Now, those fathers, as crude as they were, they now anointed other younger people with an enlightened mind, with intelligence, and you see the potential manifesting. Enlightenment and transformation is one way to activate the power that works within you. There are possibilities that will never find expression until they pass through an enlightened mind. We'll soon pray. Come, Sam. Please look up, everybody. Sam, in this example, is a mighty prophet of God with a great prophetic grace. But Sam is not so enlightened in this example. Are we together? So his understanding of the word is very, very small. Or there's nothing there. And then his general enlightenment in terms of knowledge, in terms of the knowledge about life is small. We both have the same anointing. You are going to see that the possibilities that flow forth from our lives will be very different, in spite of the fact that the same Lord is rich unto all. Are we together now? Let me give you an example. Two of you, please come stand. Let's assume that this gentleman and lady are husband and wife. Are we together? Now, the Lord is revealing to me. Watch this now. Sam can come as a prophet. The divine power is at work in him. And Sam can see a horn on this girl's head. What did he see? And he can see fingers like that of a witch. This is what his vision is telling him. There is no enlightenment to properly translate what he's seeing to the edifying of the people. So he will announce it from the limitation of his mindset. His sight was correct, but the divine power is limited. And he will just say, "Madam, you are a witch and you are a devil. Oga, you married a witch and you've been smiling. Why will your business move forward?" And he can even recommend that the way forward is what? This guy has misrepresented what God can do. God can do better than that. But because he is anointed but not enlightened, there is so much power in him, but very little is working. Are you getting that now? The only power that is allowed to work is the power to see. The power to interpret is not allowed, because enlightenment did not activate it. Now, this guy is still a prophet of God, but he will keep destroying marriages in his church, for instance. Are we together now? Now, stand again. I have the opportunity to now prophesy. And I'm not only anointed, I am enlightened. Meaning that I understand the systems and the ways of God. Are we together? The moment I see a horn on this precious lady, listen, I know that there is a difference between bewitching. There is a difference between being a witch. And there is a difference between being manipulated by darkness. When I see this, my understanding helps me to interpret it well. And so I know that the problem is not this lady. She may be connected to something territorial that God is trying to show me. So I separate the influence from the person. Now more of God's power and possibilities can now flow by reason of my enlightenment. And by so doing, I can set this lady free. Are we together now? And then I can redeem this family. Still yet, I can even be more enlightened. And after I deliver them, I know that there is a dimension of deliverance that is not conducted. It is preached. It's called deliverance through knowledge. It is not enough for this lady to be delivered from the spirit influences. I've taught you this. She must be reoriented to understand the ways of God, to know who she is in Christ, to help her understand the principles that make for victory. Three approaches, same anointing, his divine power. He's able to do this according, the power lives in us, but how much of it works in you? That will determine your result. So when your mind expands, more of the power of God can flow through you. Many times people come to me and they say, "Apostle, more anointing." I say, "What exactly are you looking for?" I say, "Result." I say, "Do you really believe that if I pray for you?" They don't even listen. They say, "Yes, sir. Just do it." And I say, How many people prayed for you? A, B, C, D. Did anything change? No. That means that you are like a tap that has refused to open. They connected you to a dam, but you have limited the water to come by drops. Are you seeing that now? So you are wondering why a bucket has not been full even after 2 weeks, because the water is limited to the opening. If I can help you open the more, you can fill the same bucket. You don't have to change the reservoir. That expansion. And when there was no more vessel, the oil stopped. That's why we need enlightenment. Just because we are spiritual does not mean we ignore enlightenment. You can see how, for instance, God saves this marriage. Otherwise, if this enlightenment is not there, and I don't interpret it well, this man will go. Will you eat your wife's food if you hear that kind of blind prophecy with no interpretation? And then she brings all kinds of things. Fish. Mermaids with fish. Say, you now brought the one from the sea for me this night. You would have even brought cow or something. We continue to make a fool of God's power, because the enlightenment that makes that power a blessing is the same thing like power coming from NEPA or NITEL. Are we together? And then you have a wire just cut and somebody just touches it. It was not channeled properly, and so it is not controlled well. This is it. You can be a pastor heavily anointed, but because of the low level of your enlightenment, the power of God may not be able to flow. Did you know, let me tell you something. Many dimensions of the Spirit of God that is at work in my life is at work in the life of many people, especially young ministers around. And people hate them because there is the same anointing. The interpretation and the system of dispensing that power has been refined to enlightenment. So that I can let the power of God flow in a meeting, and I can let it flow in a way and manner that relates to the thinking of that ministry. There are people who are very intellectual, and seeing the power of God flow like that may create a lot of controversy. And so you need to come like Paul, from the standpoint of a scribe and a Pharisee. The anointing will have to follow the channel of knowledge. You are going to have to convince them by the soundness of theology and scripture. That becomes the host by which that power flows. They are able to receive it because the depth of your balance and your theological exegesis will keep them in awe. And they will know that whoever must have received this level of intelligence, this power must be of God. Notice how Paul made his defense from city to city. When he met ignorant people, he just said, this idol is the God you are looking for. When he met intelligent people, he said, no, don't call. I'm a Pharisee. I'm learned. Everybody say enlightenment. It's very important. You don't go to talk to a team of business experts and entrepreneurs and great people around, and you just stand and say, don't worry, just use your heart. And right now, as I'm speaking, somebody is going to shout, don't worry, you will not understand, you are unfruitful. They will drive you out of that place. You are anointed, but you are short-circuiting the power, because enlightenment has not allowed a greater dimension of the power to work in you. Are we together? The second way you can allow this to happen is through prayer and fasting. Thank you. Prayer and fasting is a system that, among other things, principally deals with the issue of unbelief, but it can expand your capacity in the spirit. It is true. It is true. The disciples could not cast out a certain epileptic spirit, and Jesus told them this kind. That means there are many kinds. This kind goeth not except... Listen. Don't argue with Jesus. This kind goeth not but by prayer and fasting. There were certain people who bound themselves and said they would not eat until Paul died. Prayer and fasting. There are spiritual strategies that can allow more of the power of God that is resident within you to be activated and to be at work in you. When a man sets himself to pray and fast, it's not just starvation. My brothers and sisters, hear me. There is no man I know or woman of God that is being mightily used by God with genuine power, that is not a student of fasting and prayer. It's a joke. There are certain spiritual loads you cannot carry until that stamina is there. Oh God, give me. And God says, this thing will drop and crush you into pieces. But when you get to the place of prayer and fasting, it's like walking out. You may not know the changes are happening to you, but you just continue. So while you are praying and you are fasting, many things are happening. And then you will see that there is grace. You may not even know until the day you go for a meeting and they say, brother, can you come and share in this fellowship? And you come as a brother, your name is about to change. You just stand and say, can we all rise up to pray? And you find out that people cannot stand up again. What happened? His divine power. God is saying, you have given me more space. Now see what that more space can do. Let me tell you this. When I started out in ministry, we're going to pray, I noticed that certain sicknesses and diseases will never go. I never got testimonies in those areas. It bothered me for a while. I said, God, what is this? There are gifts of healing. Yes, I studied all of them. T.L. Osborne. And at a point in time, I studied, you know, classifications of sicknesses. I studied all kinds of rabbinical writings, 39 straps on Jesus, 40 less one. I studied them, and this thing was not working. Pregnant women were never getting pregnant. If I prayed, even me, I knew they wouldn't get pregnant. Yet I was anointed. How can people be falling under the anointing and certain possibilities were not coming? I said, Lord, what is the key? And then God called me and said, the anointing is there, but your capacity is small. I said, I know the key. You would think you are not doing anything. You just continue. You are expanding your capacity. A day will come, you will look at that woman, whereas you would have prayed before as if you are fixing the tire of a car, sweating around a pregnant woman to get her pregnant. If this thing is not there, it's not there. Jesus looks at the epileptic patient and rebukes a deaf and dumb spirit, and it's done. So we can be singing praise and worship in this place, and this brother is sitting on a wheelchair, and I come, man of God, man of signs and wonders, just because you saw one or two things in a crusade ground, you don't vet your capacity, just say, in my name, they shall cast out devils. And you even have the effrontery to tell the man, you think you are the beautiful. Do you know how long these guys were coming out from the hour of prayer? Not from lunch. The hour of prayer. And you would call the name of Jesus and say, stand up. And they're already clapping for you in advance. And you lift the guy and he's shaking. Walk. The guy says, will I lie? And he just says, sit down quietly. Let me tell you what went wrong. Please believe me. It is never the power of God. It is that the level of grace and anointing that needs to flow to correct that thing, your capacity cannot carry it. Now, many men of God will not be humble enough to receive this thing. They will say, this guy doesn't have faith. It's a lie. I always take responsibility for miracles that don't happen. And then as I began to stay with God the more, I started seeing certain possibilities. Newer testimonies and cases. I remember one of the most frustrating ones was this HIV thing. That thing would not go at all. And the people will always test themselves and let me know. Sir, it's still there. Of course, will the people lie? And I got tired. I said, no, there has to be something wrong. See, let me tell you, when you love God and love people, you will not excuse lack of results. They will draw you back to the secret place. And I began to pray. I said, Lord, there has to be a way. And the Lord let me know. There are many factors, but the anointing is there, my son. But the capacity is small. You have eaten away some space. Yes. The power is flowing and food just stands like a customs officer. And the power cannot flow. But by the time you trust God for grace to scatter the walls of gluttony and open up your capacity, you will not even know that that case is represented in your meeting. While there was a time I didn't just used to speak upon people and it will happen. This creative dimension of the prophetic, it was not there. It was not intentional. The results were not repeatable. Many men of God will not open up to you like this and share with you what I'm saying. Because everybody has his reputation. I would speak to someone. People would come and I cannot remember talking to them because I didn't even expect it to happen. I just spoke at random. Maybe one minor case that was under your grace was quickly answered. But you get to a point where you can tell him, go. I know you will come back with a testimony. My brothers and my sisters, it is not the mouth. It's the spirit. It's the capacity. This is what demons see. When demons look at you, they don't see your head, your shoulders, your knees, or your toes. They see your spirit, man. The largeness of your heart. You may look tiny physically, but boy, they see what is there. And you make one decree and you open up doors. I thank God for the grace to do that today. And I thank God for the levels that we continue to press. Because in this school, you never graduate. You just move higher and higher. The day you graduate, you plateau there and you go down. When I have the privilege to pray with people, I didn't like praying with people before. I like praying alone with God, but not praying with people because of the frustration. The results were there, but they were not many. Just like it's happening to some of you. Man of God, can you pray for me? Say, let's pray. You finish praying, no results, no testimonies. Can you believe God that in these 7 days, that something will tear open in you? That there can be a capacity, please help her, a capacity, a largeness of heart. Listen to me, my brothers and my sisters. It is the size that you carry in the spirit that determines your result. I am telling you this. If I pour water on this cup, it is only the size of this cup that can take. If anything outside that, it will just waste away. So sometimes it's not more anointing. It is, oh God, expand me. Expand me. Expand me. I'm tired of this level of testimonies. Headache, headache, headache here, and then all my teeth. I need to shift nations. I need to stand and look over a family and say it has come to pass. Listen to me. If you're a man of God here, hear me. We are going to pray. Make sure you keep vetting what you are doing. Don't keep going to people's homes and waking them in the night, doing night vigil from 10 to 5. And then at the end of it, 2 weeks later, they tell you nothing has happened. You say, let's do it again. Please, don't frustrate people. If that grace is not there, go and work on yourself. There are some ministry publicity you should not do until you are ready. Healing service. Healing, healing, healing. Bring the sick. And we mock ourselves. 90 sick people come. And only one person who is not even sure. It's not there, Abba. It's divine power. This ministry, you see, my brothers and my sisters, is sitting on a large, there is capacity in the spirit. that makes for this. All the people you see come, it's not just because they like a man. It's more than that. There is capacity. There is capacity. There is capacity. There are certain regions you don't do certain kinds of ministries and go scot-free. The devil will attack you and destroy that ministry. I'm challenging many of you. You are anointed, but your capacity is small. Your results show it. Your words don't carry power. There's too much talk. Too much talk. Too much grammar. Too much talk. Too much grammar. Too much talk. We need to settle down. Get this thing for real. Get real spiritual power. I've already been setting myself during this prayer and fasting to say, Lord, there are dimensions. There are dimensions. Look at the way you have kept your fellowship small, because where you stopped is where the fellowship stopped. It can't grow more than you again. Look at where you kept your prayer group, because you are small. You continue recycling mediocrity and clapping for yourself. Oh, you are MOG. You are this, whereas there are heights and virgin dimensions in the spirit. You know, let me tell you, when I see men of God sometimes and I see our pride, I stand and I wonder. I said, compared to what result? Where is the result? When there are still families crying, where is the result? How many times did you pray for people? Do you know when people drop prayer requests here, more than once, when I sit down and I hear people saying, I dropped my prayer request January, I dropped my prayer request February, it does something to me. I'm not saying you should know, I'm saying, did you have to drop it 3 times to be answered? That if you come for koinonia once, it's enough for your miracle. The rest should just be growth. Once. Not twice. The next time is you bringing someone else. Enlightenment is good. But many of us, our capacities are small. That's why you finish fasting. And as soon as you finish your prayer meeting, as you are lying down, the spirits come back again. The spirits are testifying something. Apostle, I prayed 3 days. As soon as I was lying down, the same spirit that used to oppress me came back. Let me tell you, there is a level of fire. My brothers and my sisters, hear me. Let me tell you, even a madman does not enter fire by mistake. Jesus prayed all night. How long? How long, please? Not all day. I've told you about the mystery of the night. Capacity. It takes a long time. So that you don't fool yourself. You just look at someone and feel, you are falling down. I'm falling down. You are the same. It's a joke. It's a serious joke. There are people who can speak over nations. I prayed and cried for that grace. I said, Lord, how there are regions that I may not have the opportunity to come more than once. Why should the people die? Capacity. This is the problem. It's too small. Too small. You are praying. Too small. You are speaking. It's too small. Laying hands. Too small. And so God cannot honor you. That grace is too small. Listen, it's time to come up hither. Throw away the little results. Thank God for the small results. But my brothers and sisters, we need to delve into something deeper. Deeper. The grace to change climates and change territories. Not saying a lot of talk that we cannot defend. There are still ailing people. Is there no balm in Gilead? You are getting people filled with the Holy Ghost. 5/10. Is that a pass? They invite you into a family. Serve you lunch as a man of God. Take care of you. Even sow a seed for you. And then they say, pray for us. and you pray and nothing happens. The spirits just watch you and nod their head. And you prayed in Jesus' name. Hi. Somebody needs to be angry and say, no more, no more, no more. Is it not a season of extraordinary fruitfulness? No more, no more. No more. No more. Oh, 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 in your presence. Oh, 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 in your presence. Oh, oh, oh. Apostle, but there's nothing apostolic about me. They call me prophet, but there's nothing prophetic about me. It can't continue like this. Is someone praying? Shanaka pakaratasi, zekatekatekatekate, karosapakarusiatakash. Increase my capacity. Increase my capacity. Shikapakarusiata. According to the power, according to the power, according to the power. Embrakata kata shakata leketa, sabas 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 kata bos sokoto baharia. Embrakata kato sepeketo kata seketa. Thank you for yesterday's result, but Lord, I press to the challenges of today. Thank you for the healings of yesterday. Thank you for the miracles of yesterday. Thank you for the signs, the prophecy of yesterday. But Lord, I am dissatisfied.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen.
You know you have entered a new dimension by the things that begin to answer to you. When I call you and you do not come, it's called dishonor. It means you do not regard me. So when you call healing at a dimension and it does not come, when you call breakthroughs at a dimension and it does not come, is the realm of the spirit answering you. You don't have the capacity to make that demand. Listen, you're going to cry for this, for staying power. It takes stamina and grace. These things are not easy in the flesh. It takes grace. It takes grace. It takes grace. Lift your voice and pray. The stamina, the power that stays, oh God. The power that stays. 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 Oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Elijah was a man of like passion. Elijah was a man like us. One thing separated him. He prayed earnestly, not casually, not circumstantially. He prayed earnestly that there be no rain and gave the timing 3.5 years. Had he said 10 years, there will be no rain on earth for 10 years. Not by the will of God, by the dictates of a man. The largeness of your capacity. The largeness of your capacity. I'd like you to open your mouth. Start to correct things in your life. Start to speak over things. I disallow. Shamakata bakato sekete. Embrekete kotokoto parakata. I disallow failure. I disallow weakness. Is someone praying? I disallow oppression over my family. I disallow poverty. I disallow hardship. Shabash, kabash, shala, kato, zabra. Embra, kato, kaparato, sesekete. Embra, kato, kabarada, basataba. I disallow failure in ministry. It shall not be like before. I enter a new season. I disallow joblessness. Kalabarakatu, embrakato katosha tabakato zatadaba, rakatabakata katosha tabos, rakata shada 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 shiba, rabakato zatakata bakato zetegene baladaba. Hallelujah. 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 Two more prayers and we're done. Lord, honor my life with strange results. Strange results. Whether you are a man of God or not, let it please you, oh God. Honor my ministry. Honor my business. A strange order. Notable results. Notable results. Notable financial results. Notable supernatural results. Outside, are you praying? Honor my life with strange results. Results beyond debate. Results beyond contesting. Results beyond argument. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Honor my church with results. Honor my fellowship with results. Honor my prayer group with results. Honor my family, my wife, my husband, my children.
Hallelujah. Listen. Listen to me. What are results?
Supernatural workings of God's Spirit. Possibilities that only God can produce. You are a man of God. You are a prophet. Your eyes are blind. Your ears are blind. You are not hearing, seeing anything. Abba!
Listen, let me tell you this.
The last prayer, you're going to say, oh God, make me dissatisfied with this current level. Listen. There are many of us, your spiritual growth process was corrupted when they started giving you honorarium from one ministration. Whether people are blessed or not, they say, take 10 naira, take 20 naira. They now invite you to one fellowship and you stop growing. Come on, please. Or when you started a church, Papa, Apostle Joshua Selman, and you stopped growing. Oh, everybody is listening to your messages around the world. That's child's play. You must get to a dimension where, like Samuel, you are a man whose word cannot fall to the ground. Lord, the dissatisfaction that will push me to the next level, plant it in me. Plant it in me. Plant it in me.
It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. We know there's more that's found in you. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. We know there's more that's found in you.
More than little miracles.
It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. We know there's more that's found with you. And we will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you. And we will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you. And we will never settle for less.
We know
there's more that's found in you.
It's in you, Lord.
It's in you, Lord.
It's in you, Lord.
It's in you,
Lord.
It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord.
We know.
We know that more than found in you.
It's in you, Lord.
It's in you, Lord.
It's in you, Lord.
It's in you, Lord.
It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord.
We know that more than found in you.
It's in you, Lord.
It's
So why is favor not coming? There is a dimension of his divine power that needs to be released. Why are my meetings not characterized by the power and the presence of God? There is a dimension. There is a dimension of his divine power that is still missing. Look, let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, I'd like you to don't be too soft on yourself within this period. You will not die. Carry something that the world will thank God on your life for. Don't carry what will make you fight with others. Don't carry what will make you feel insecure when a man of God comes. No. God can grant you something solid upon your life, that your life becomes a praise to the nations. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you. Our time is long. Listen, please let me encourage you sincerely. Whoever you love and you know, please let these 7 days prayer and fasting is not a koinonia meeting. This is a portal for the body of Christ to enter into dimensions of possibilities. No matter the sacrifice that God can grant you grace to make, there are families that have been tied down. And the good thing is that we are stretching it down and wrapping up with our miracle service for April. How can you become the same? How can you remain the same? Come with definite expectations. Your marriage, sit with your wife, sit with your children. What are the things that we must see, not may see? His divine power is able to provide it. In the name that is above all names, I pray for you that the grace and the anointing that it takes to stay with God until your spiritual capacity is enlarged beyond your current realm, I declare, let that grace be released upon you. The spiritual experience that you need to be subject to, immersed into, that will expand your capacity to release the power of God that is vested within you. In the name of Jesus, 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 the Son of the Living God, in the name of Jesus, I stand to declare upon you, upon your spirit man, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I speak upon you. May that grace rest upon you now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless you for tonight. We declare that forever your name be praised, your name be exalted, in Jesus' name. Please be seated if you can. God bless you. Please be seated if you can. Hallelujah. Just help those under the anointing. I want to make an altar call right now. Our time is gone. There are people, please let's minimize moving around. There are people seated here. Some of you came for this meeting tonight for the first time. And while I was teaching, or while the worship was going on, or any part of the service, the Spirit of the Lord was ministering to you and was saying it's time
for your life to be right with God. There is no coercion about it. Overflow 3, overflow 2, overflow 1 by the roadside, those following online, he said, ye must be born again. Or there are others who are rededicating their lives to Christ. You're saying, Apostle, I've given my heart to the Lord, but I see a need to rededicate my life. I'm going to count 1 to 5 because of our time. I want you to boldly stand up and come and stand right here. Aside from overflow 3, for time's sake, I may just request that you walk to the front of your projector stand. But overflow 1, overflow 2, the main auditorium, quickly. I'm counting 1 to 5. 1. Let's celebrate them. Stand, please. For space. 2. Don't sit thinking about it. It doesn't take a long time to know you need Jesus. 3. Apostle, I'm not sure if I'm born again or not. Join them. Join them. I've been around the things of God, and so I hope I'm born again, but I am not sure. Come and be born into a real experience, not religion, a real experience. A real experience. There are still some of you sitting outside. You need to rush. Rush if you are coming. Run. Run and come quickly. I want to come, but I'm ashamed of my friend. We came together. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. Are you joining them? A few seconds for you. And those online, your physical presence may not be here, but connect. Come. Look at my dear children. Join them quickly. Young, old, together. Hallelujah. I salute you, every one of you. You see, when you come to hand your life over to Jesus, you don't come as if you are receiving punishment. It's a joy. It's a gift. He's giving you a gift. And some of you are rededicating your life. He can always give you a new beginning. Please lift your right hand and say after me sincerely, Jesus is right in this place. Know that. He's here. And he's listening to you. Not all of you, but you. Say, Lord Jesus, I declare that I love you with all my heart. I have heard your word, and I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you shed your blood for my sin. Tonight, I receive your life, the abundance of grace, and the gift of righteousness. I declare that from tonight, I'm saved, I'm a child of God, I move forward ever and backward never. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Jesus, thank you for these ones, young and old alike, you have brought them. You are able to keep that which is committed unto you against that day. And so I pray, oh God, that you will keep these precious ones. Let this be a journey that will lead them into unimaginable dimensions of kingdom relevance. I bless you. I decree and declare that the grace to walk in victory is granted unto you. And I pray that you begin to enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit in an unusual dimension from tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for making this decision. There are two ladies waving their hands and a gentleman there. Any of the directions, please just follow them. They will lead you to a group of people who will just talk to you very, very briefly. Please cooperate with them. God bless you. Let's celebrate them.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI to stream Koinonia Live. Go to mixler.com/koinonia-radio
and download the teachings on koinoniasermons.org. For questions and inquiries, call 814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and